So, it's another lazy day for a day off. I'm so lazy I really don't even want to type it out. So, I'm doing a voice post. Lovely. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. Like anybody, really. Reads or listens anyway. So you could basically tell all y'all fuck yourselves. And no one would care because nobody would care. But I won't tell you to fuck yourselves because I'm not that way. So, yeah. Anyway, today I should have done dishes and laundry and then some cleaning, and none of it got done. I spent my entire time doing other shit and watching movies and TV and browsing the interwebs and yeah. Today I watched The Weeds episode that aired on Monday. Finally got around to it today. Or something. Right now I'm watching Indecision 2004. Just started watching it. It's pretty funny so far. Other than that, really, I can't say I've accomplished anything. I don't really can't show anything to prove that today was any kind of a day of doing anything at all. So, that's pretty much my life. My guess is just doing shit. Working and sleeping and doing shit. And then sleeping and shitting and pissing and eating and drinking and sleeping and working and shitting and shitting some more and shitting some more and yeah, masturbating a few times. So, yesterday I received an email from my sister and she's pregnant yet again. The youngest sister, the Mormon one. This will be her fourth kid. She's 27, I think. Yeah, late 20s, and already has four kids. Yeah, she's still, her husband's still going through orthopedic school or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Trying to be a doctor. So, I don't even know how they do it, really. I'm single and I can barely sustain myself. And I don't see how I can sustain five people. Well, six now. And go to school. Just don't see how I could do it. Yeah.
Today,
sad mood all day today. I don't know why. Depressed, I guess. I don't know, just for some reason I've got an overwhelming sadness by the ACA. Mm. last year. Oh yeah, Mary tonight sent me this link. You can find it on Google Video if you search it out. Basically, it's a 9/11 conspiracy theory about how there was, they thought, explosions in the first, second, and seventh tower, and how they basically brought the buildings down. They brought all three of those buildings down, and the government brought all three of those buildings down, and how they showed examples of how these buildings were brought down meticulously by people in the explosive industry to make sure that they, you know, cause as little damage as possible, made them fall upon themselves, etc., etc. And how, you know, they showed this example of a couple of high rises in, I forget where, one was in Spain, where they had the, there was a fire that lasted for hours and hours, and how these buildings didn't fall. And, yeah, it was just pretty interesting how they compared that. So it definitely brought some new thoughts into my head about this whole 9/11 thing. Before, I thought Bush knew about it all along to prevent it, and now I'm thinking more like Bush planned this whole fucking thing from day one as an excuse to go to war. And he knew he wanted this to happen. Everything from the get-go is just a big old huge fucking conspiracy to have Bush get his way for the oil industry and all that other shit that goes behind it. But anyway, Anyway, I guess I should end this piece of shit. So then that way you're there and I can say I posted even though. Yeah. Anyway. Well.